Forge will be playing Ugly. And we're ready to get going, and out of the bat, here comes Kansas City with a little bit more intensity there. Now, I believe they had a three-pointer put up there. Good.
To me, this looks like a full-court man press.
And there's some excitement on the floor right now. Kansas City looks like they got that fire lit that they need. We'll see.
Maybe that one-sided discussion in the locker room.
Then maybe you can find out from the statistician who made that last shot, because I did not see it at all.
Well, it looks like it was Ketterer that made a three.
Ketterer with a three then. So 25-14. Lakers with the lead and the ball here as we get started in the second half. And what do you think you told them? You figure Green said to them, all right, we're going to come out and play man-to-man. We're going to try to get back into this ballgame. We don't want to lose this ballgame. Nobody ever wants to lose, but we have something to prove here.
Well, you know, as a coach, I would look at it this way. The zone isn't working, guys.
And there was great defense right there by Kansas City. They got the 5-second call on the defender, so that created another turnover. So let's see what they do coming down here with their second possession now here of the second half. Walking the ball up the court is Barney. Barney takes it over to the right side. Cuts up to the top is Irla. Israel started out the
yeah, he started.
He got the long rebound there off a Keller's shot. You're not in the floor for them. It's so much.
He's a tall guy. His upper body isn't developed yet. You can see he doesn't have a lot of strength. But he will get there. He's going to be a strong kid.
And he traveled there once he got the rebound. He shuffled his feet. So Lakers gets the ball back, and they get picked up full court man.
Looks like they're going to try to trap anytime they get close to another Cass City player, and they're going
to... Marva's over to the left
down the side
to Gasho. Gasho tries to dribble. He's picked up there tightly by Orman. Now they get it inside to Swimmers. Swimmer makes an up-and-under move, tries to go over the stop line, goes over that one, and he didn't force it. He just laid up a nice stop shot there, and he got the roll off the glass. 27-14, Lakers with the lead. Cass City feeds it into their big guy. Israel's done, and a long tipped away. The long shot goes out to Barney, and Barney nails a three. Cutting the lead to 10 now here. 27-17. Brody Lawrence is covered one-on-one, coming up the court against Barney. Barney tries to pick his pocket. Lawrence gets fat. Now Lawrence dribbles to the right side. Throws it over to Warwick. Warwick sets it up to the top. And he finds Gasho. Gasho pulls it back out. Swings it over to the right side to Warwick. Warwick. Matt pass inside to Swimmer. Swimmer works it down to the low block, passes out to Gasho. Gasho dribbles into the paint, throws it to Warwick at the top. Warwick tries to drive in, he loses control right into the hands of Orban. Orban pushes up the court to Ketterer. Ketterer makes a quick move into the paint, goes up over the big screen. No good rebound control by Orban, but it gets loose. Lawrence had a good hustle play. Orban took the ball right out of his hands and then tracked it down and he lost it.
Oh boy. That's a 30 and over move.
That was.
So reach around, let the guy go by, and reach around behind.
Yeah. You know, Lawrence is a good foot shorter than Irla, and he jumps up there as high as Irla. Let's put it this way. He jumped, Irla didn't, and he took the ball out of his hands and then had lost control of it and it rolled up the court. Teammate hustled it down, and it was tipped out of bounds by Cass City.
Cass City
gets
doing
the ball
a much better job on defense. He made a
job.
Picked it up. They just stole the ball again.
That time, Irla picked Swimmer's pocket. And now Cass City swings it around. Irla's on top. They swing it over here to Ketterer. Ketterer swings it back to the top to Barney. Barney back in the corner to Ketterer. Ketterer goes baseline. He goes up on the floor and the run, and he gets it. 27-19. Here they come. Lakers with the ball coming up the court. Throw it to the left side to Gasho. Gasho swings it to the top to Lawrence. Lawrence has it tipped out farther by Ketterer, but tracks it down in front of his bench. Now he comes out. He's picked up by Ketterer again. Cutter's trying to force him. This time Lawrence comes all the way into the free throw line. Nice little jump shot right there. Nothing but net.
He didn't try to take it too deep. Pulled up right about the free throw line.
I don't think he'd have got in there. He's a small guy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of trees out there.
That's a great choice, though, for a point guard.
And a little much better on offense for Kansas City. They're at least seeing some head fakes and some ball fakes with the ball. We're seeing some screens. We're seeing people move. Much, much more like what I thought we'd see in the first half in Kansas City that we didn't. They feed the ball down inside to Irla on the low block. He works Swimmer. He gets it. He goes for the hook shot. No, Swimmer gets the rebound. Nice play because he faked the pass back.
Came up a little short.
Nice move on Irla's part there with the three ball pump. 29-19, 3:56 to go here in the third. Lakers with the ball. Down in the corner to Volker. Volker's covered by Irla. He swings it back to the top to Warwick, covered by Barney. Swings it over to the left side to Gasho. Feeds it inside to Volker tries to lay a light pass in as well, but it's tipped away, but it goes right into the hands of Warwick.
Deflections. It's great to see him.
Short shot there by Volker, no good. Rebound controlled by Bonnie. He goes coast to coast. Nice pass to the trail.
Nice
Nick Brown loaded up off the glass. Nice play. 29-21. Here comes the Kansas City Redhawks. And the Lakers take the 30-second timeout. We'll be back right after this message.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
This is Cindy Cruzy, and at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, we're part of the community. We grew up here, independent and locally owned. Thumb National believes in supporting our local athletes, and that's why we're here to remind you to support and attend the local school activities. You can make a difference in a youth's life by supporting those who are involved in athletics and all extracurricular activities.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company of Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
We're back here at Cass City High School, where Cass City's making their move. They're down by 8, 29-21, 3:22 to go here in the third. Lakers took a timeout, and they come out of court, and there's the trap, and Earl tips it out of bounds. That time was a half-court man. They waited for him. That's my favorite. I don't like them full courts. I like them half court sucker ones. Like, yeah, I'm just sitting here, and then all of a sudden, wham, get you right at the half court line. Surprise. And then you pull it off the next few times, and you bring it back again. I like that ultimate surprise and make them think. High school kids have to think on the fly as stuff.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to get called for the swinging elbows, for lack of better description there, but he swung the ball around, and Cassidy picked up the, drew the foul. That's going to be Warwick's first, team's first of this half.
That was real tight defense that Cassidy was playing on him, and he took offense to it.
Yeah, Barney did a great job there on it. Speaking of Barney, he passes the ball over in the corner. They swing it to Earl. Earl swings it to Ketter. Ketter's wide open for the 15-footer. Gets it, no good. Rebound, two Lakers, and Zaleski, and with Cassidy, possession arrow. Good hustle by Zaleski to get in there, because Wimmer just kind of was taking his time getting that rebound. Thought he had it all wrapped up. Zaleski jumped in there. Cassidy inbounds underneath. Ray inside. Nice pass inside the paint. But Zaleski couldn't get it.
Cassidy is right after the board.
Earl got that, and he outlet it back out. Earl again for a rebound. This time he couldn't get it, but he tipped the ray into his player's left. Zaleski made a nice move from under the basket that made a, I don't even know how to describe it, a fade around horse shot. He just was fading away on it.
Yeah.
Threw it up there from underneath the basket.
Just find a way to get it done, coach.
They got it down to 6, 29-23, and now they just get the ball back into the backcourt of Lakers. Lawrence brings it back. It's not an over and back because it was stepped out.
Oh, he
puts it over his own feet, takes his back, and Barney does. Comes down, makes a spin move, loses control. Wimmer tries to pick it up, and it goes up. It's Wimmer's going to take Cassidy ball. Good hustle.
Good call. I'll tell you what, Cassidy is right after. They're after every rebound, every loose ball. They're getting the floor.
You know, I got to just Cheddar some credit here. He's calming people down, keeping them calm, calling out the play. Nice move on over there. He got it on the low block, took a one dribble and tried to do a nice baby hook shot. He just couldn't get it. He's got to get some push when he does them hook shots. Guys don't think they need to push up or jump when they're making these shots because they're so much taller than the rest, but they really do have to get some up. It's hard to get that to big guys, even big girls, big tall girls. They're so used to being taller than everybody their whole life that... That was good work by Warwick, man. He was almost got his six pocket picked again by Barney, but this time he managed to get it inside, and they get it up off the glass. 31-23.
He's real vocal with the official on that. He thought that he was throwing a little bit hard in there. He took a hip.
Ketter with the ball at the top. Might embellish that just a little.
Yeah, well, you know what? He was doing everything he could do to keep his feet under himself.
Zaleski to Brown. Brown back to Ketter. Ketter drives the lane with a runner. Nice runner by Ketter. And we were talking about who was going to step up for Kansas City. And right now, Ketter's making the shot. Earl was trying to step up. He just can't get his shot.
He's playing great defense.
Yes, he is. And he's picked some pockets there, and he made that one key three. Nick Brown now covering Gasho, and he forced Gasho to throw it out of bounds. Mental errors here by Lakers right now.
Having a little bit of a letdown.
And who's coming back in but with four fouls is Chase Booker. They need that leadership.
Three fouls.
And going out of the game was Nathan Crone. Coming in for Kansas City is going to be Ethan Nickel and Cody Orban.
Lots of substitutions here. A lot of players getting in the game.
Ian Orban's going to bring the ball up the court. The sophomore. throws it down to Nick Brown. Brown brings it to the top, bounce passes inside. Sonic does.